Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, as we mentioned at the tail end of last hour, we will continue to monitor the situation out of Florida State. I know Dan talked about this. Two dead at Florida State University, six injured following a mass shooting earlier this afternoon. And the suspect is identified as Phoenix Eichner, 20 years old, poli-sci student at FSU, and the son of a Leon County Sheriff's deputy. And it was her service revolver or gun. Sorry, I keep saying revolver. Her service gun that he used in the shooting, allegedly.
Prior service weapon, not active.
Thank you.
Service weapon.
And apparently, according to the Leon County Sheriff, who spoke at the news conference that we carried a portion of, in Leon County, when you get a new service weapon, you are allowed to purchase your previous one.
Scott and I were talking about this during the break. One of the reporters asked, well, you know, is she going to face any disciplinary action? He's a young adult, right?
Yep.
And I said to Scott during the break, she's not going to have to be fired or suspended. I don't know how you would continue being.
But what did she do wrong?
She didn't do anything wrong. But how do you recover from this? And you know, we're not even going to talk about that because our focus needs to be on the six victims. She did not do anything wrong. I don't know how you would continue in that line of work in light of what has happened.
Now, you have to be 21 years old to purchase a handgun. He was only 20.
So it was clearly unsecured.
He would not have had access to a handgun had she not had one in the home.
You know, we'll see. I just don't think it's even relevant to talk about disciplinary action because, again, I don't think in that line of work where you are in a helping profession, you mentally recover from something like this.
Well, I will say this. We don't know if he was living at home with mom and dad or mom and or dad. Did he have clearly he had access to the home in some capacity. But when I'll tell you this, when my kids moved out, I no longer locked up my guns. Because, the whole point is if somebody gets into the house, I need quick and easy access to the guns. There are no kids in the house anymore. Haven't been for a couple of years. So they are not locked up anymore. Now, they're not just laying out in the open on the floor somewhere. But I know exactly where to go to get it very quickly. We don't know, was he living at home? Did he live in a dorm? Was he in a fraternity? Did he have an apartment? Where did he live?
It's only been a few hours.
Yeah, and to suggest that we have any clue would be a lie and pure speculation. We do know that the two people that were killed today were not students at Florida State. We don't know if they were staff, professors. We have no clue.
We are just so lost. One of the videos that I, refuse to watch, but you're going to see it again and again and again if you go online and have to, search and read things in the sewer the way we do for this job, is that someone on that campus had a Starbucks in her left hand and her cell phone in her right hand, and then films casually walking by one of the female victims down on the ground who was still alive.
It's quite the video.
That happened today, Scott.
Oh, my word.
A female victim lying on the ground that looks to be a student, still alive, blood everywhere, and the woman filming just casually strolls by, filming the woman, sipping a Starbucks.
And then has the audacity to post that online.
The Starbucks. And people are asking for her to be outed. I don't... Is it illegal to do that? She's clearly completely morally
destitute.
Void. And I don't even know what you say about that. It's so disgusting.
Desensitized.
And then later you see a police officer rushing to the aid of the same victim who's on the ground, thank God. And because we know that the two who died were not students, I presume that means she has at least up to this point survived those injuries. But what do you do with somebody like that? And I don't know, Sam, that that's desensitized because it's one thing to say, we are all desensitized because we see violence on television and in the news. It is an entirely different scenario when you are walking past another human being who is a victim of violent crime and you continue sipping on your Starbucks as you film that human being. I don't even know what to say about that.
Didn't ask if the person was okay.
I'm literally explaining the video, sipping a Starbucks, filming it, walks by. We are just so far gone. I don't know what else to even say about it, Scott. It's not a topic. What are we going to say about that? It's shocking in a word, but also we overuse the word shocking. That video is shocking to me.
I don't even know what to say, Dana. Great line from the text line. Morally bankrupt. Morally
100%.
Bankrupt. Didn't even ask if that young lady was okay.
You know, if that's a student, I will say she should be kicked out. That it's so vile that she should be removed from any institution of higher learning. And
she may have to remove herself.
Yeah.
Oh, without question, because people are saying, what in God's name are you thinking?
Well, not only to do it, okay, to film, there's actually two tiers here.
Right, right.
There is the, I'm going to film this poor student laying on the ground, clearly injured, while I sip my latte.
Yep.
And then, here's tier two, I'm going to post it online for the world to see.
There could be multiple layers to the thought process here. We don't know yet.
Nope, not sure there's any layers here.
Out of that building, I'm hearing something because they have their phones ready to go to shoot stuff now.
So they can get clicks.
Etc. And she's just like, I wonder what's going on out here, and pans around and may not have even noticed.
Dan, come on.
Because she's focused on the phone and the Starbucks.
She is walking by the victim. I'm telling you, I've watched it. She is walking by the victim and she pans down.
Yeah, you see the victim.
To this poor girl as she continues walking. And she does sort of pick up the pace like, oh, wait, yeah, maybe I'm in danger here.
But there's no concern for the person on the ground.
Zero concern for the person on the ground.
Yeah, that's morally bankrupt.
And by then, keep in mind,
vacuous.
Anyone who's, you know, been paying attention for the last 20 years, by then, there are mass text alerts. There are law enforcement on the scene. You heard that officers were there in seconds.
Yeah.
So I don't buy that I, quote, didn't know what was going on.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because it's so absurd.
So absurd. Yeah, that is a good word, Scott. It is so absurd.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.